intellectual honesty or facing what I call our skin talk, the words of our flesh, which we seem so taken with sometimes. How ambitious are you? That, my friends, that is a very difficult question for most of us to be honest about. Why? Everyone wants to be somebody in some fashion with respect to someone, to their home crowd, or maybe to an entire culture. The question requires an intense internal search, but an increasing level of intellectual honesty. In Luke 20, the chief priests sent spies to keep an eye on Jesus. But Luke 20:20 says those same spies managed to get close to Jesus by pretending to be honest. In John 10:32, Jesus asked the men who came to kill him why they were going to stone him. He wanted them to realize their real motivations and to be honest with themselves on the deepest level about what was really going on with them. So here's the question of the week or month. Did God speak to me? For me to be really honest about that means I've got to face and be vocal about my own ambitions, my personal need to be pedestalized, and my love of hearing crowds chant my name. Much of mankind, at some point or another, dreams of being enthroned on their own terms. In light of that, the question, did God speak to you, requires that if He did not, we must admit we are just people and are not elite or above the rest. God will not allow us to only hear Him at our whim. Another question that should follow is, what exactly did He say? It's a killer question. Possibly more extreme than the first. I think I hear God. Yeah, I think I hear God a lot. My problem isn't whether I hear God or not. My problem is what I do with what He said, how I spin it up. I'm learning to not practice circumlocution, meaning to use a lot of words when only a few would be necessary. To tell the gut-level truth, sometimes I am not responsible with His words and I change things. I might add my tone of voice instead of how I heard the Lord say it, spitting out 36 inches of speaking with only 3 inches of content, or I spit out 3 inches of speaking condensing 36 inches of content that is so concentrated people choke. Yep, honestly. Sometimes I even leave things out. I try and be more responsible, but alas, my stinking skin games get in the way. The question of the week, did God speak to you, and what exactly did He say, was born from a situation when a woman I know was at a Bible study, and a newly arriving participant came in pretty stressed because her little sister was moving in with a boyfriend. The little sister was supposed to be a believer, and the big sister was all wound up because pretty sure it was a bad move, with the little sister headed for disaster. They were all talking about going over there and beating on the door, and thumping their Bibles at the young woman, giving her what for. Yeah, take that. Wisely, they decided to pray about it before they took action on what they thought they should do. Later, the woman asked me what I would do. The following sequence wasn't just a feeling that I could make the common church plague disclaimer of, I just really feel about. In that exact moment, I heard the Lord say to me, not about them, but about me, did you actually hear me speak to you? What exactly did I say? And If you can't actually answer those questions humbly and honestly, then why are you talking as if you heard me speak? If I did not tell you to relay my words, then why are you speaking as if I did? Ouch. Oh, man. Suddenly I found myself with a metaphorical 12-foot spear through my middle. God was right, of course. I was pierced and made low. It was right and very good. So I reflected what he said to me as it related to her situation, saying, "You all need to determine, one, did God actually speak to you? And two, what exactly did he say? And if you can't answer that accurately, humbly, and honestly, you should question why is anyone going over there to pound on that woman's door?" We as a people have an internal conflict about our ambitions and the sense of our need to be seen and how we fulfill that need. Will we confront our conflicts or conform to our conflicts? If we do not confront our uncomfortable situations, we will eventually begin to resemble our uncomfortable situations. Like a splinter in our skin, if we do not confront the conflict wisely, not getting the metaphorical splinter out, allowing the conflict to persist, our skin will begin to build around it and conform to the shape of the splinter. So what's it going to be? Confrontation or conformation? Which is it?